Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Hello, everybody. So I hope you've all survived Christmas. Yeah, we had a good time. And we're hoping all of you did too, and that you received everything that you were wishing for this Christmas day. I'm Deborah Lee. I'm going to be your psychic love doctor for the next hour, possibly more, depending on how many people. Oh, yeah, we're already starting to get them lined up, folks.
I gotta do my check.
Want to get on the queue, or is it in the queue?
In the queue. I don't think
you can get on it.
Get up on this. Okay. You'll push it real good.
I would take care of that right now, okay? Also, I wanted to mention, those of you that are brand new listening to us, whether you're coming to us through Blog Talk Radio, or you are a Facebooker who is on the Psychic Love Doctor Show page watching us as we are streaming live, I want to remind everybody we're only using an ordinary deck of playing cards. So it is not tarot. It is not oracle. Not any of the other systems that you may be familiar with that are out there. This one is the one and only personal prophecy. Just as I've learned it from my grandmother. And I've got to admit to you, even to this day, the cards never stop amazing me. I mean, I'm just the messenger, the middle guy, you know, the delivery person. And what comes to pass can just as easily blow my mind as it does yours. So with that said, I also want to remind everyone that I'm using a 24-card layout. That is my standard practice. I don't just put, you know, a few cards over, no random pulls. They all get laid out in the official layout, which I will lay down new for each person that we give a reading to this evening. Is that all I say? I think that's all I say.
That is all.
I do think so. So now, here we go. We're going to switch gears, and I'm going to put you in the capable hands of Mr. Jimbo Higgins.
Merry Christmas to all. Hey, the show's for informational entertainment purposes only. That is our legal disclaimer that we must always say. If you're an international viewer or listener, you know, obviously there's a difference because we've got Facebook and Blog Talk.
Oh, I'm losing my... Ed.
Let us know. We'll give you an international shout-out because internationally we got Catherine from Ireland.
Hey, hello.
And we got Mike from the land of UK, and he says, thanks for doing the show tonight. We love you in Manchester, England.
Oh, my gosh.
Luna threw us a hi, too. She says she can't call in, you know, but she's going to say, she's going to give us a hi.
Well, thanks to all. And
Luna
what?
Is in domestic. Domestic?
A what?
She's
a domestic.
She's domestic. Yes. All right. She is here in our nation of the United States. So she's not international. We're going to give her a damn shout out anyway.
Ooh. You're watching my hat. I'm losing my fanny hat.
Yep. You can't use that. 515-602-9676. That's the number to call in. We got a few.
Wait. We got to talk about something. Yeah. Oh, you're still.
Can I do my thing?
Do your thing. Go for it.
I can mute you folks, but I can't mute her. And it wouldn't be prudent.
I don't think we're designed to have a mute button.
Oh, that's because that's the one big fail of the design of the human anatomy.
You mean of the female?
Oh, yeah, you're right. Well, you guys probably like to mute us, too. But you're right. Definitely the female anatomy. That should have been mandatory. Men should have been optional, maybe. But females should have come with a mute button. right, that number, 515-602-9676. I'll say it again, and this time maybe I can finish my spiel.
I would have said something really spicy and dirty there.
If but I'm not going to get to
I don't think
spiel.
We should do that.
Not
right
really
yet. Not
it.
Yet. All right, go ahead.
515-602-9676. That's the number to call in. When you call in, you'll get a – or Skype. You can Skype. When you call in, you'll get told you're going to listen to the show while you're on hold. And indeed, if you hear the show, you're on hold and everything's working great. You call in and you just go silent, you need to hang up and call again. Right? Now, obviously, if you right now are in that silent mode, I can't do anything for you because you can't hear me. But for the future, if you have not a regular caller, you will hear the show. And if you do not, Houston, there's a problem. Unless we started late like today, obviously. All right. When we take your call live, please do the following if you legally and safely can. Get rid of the speakerphone. Go right to regular conventional phone-to-face mode. Get rid of it, which means also the Bluetooth. Any Bluetooth devices, nix them. Shut down all your background sounds you had and everything. You know, you're doing regular life things when you're on hold, multitasking and all that stuff. If you can do this, stop it all. Go find a quiet, comfortable place to chill that has great cell phone reception. Okay. For those that cannot call, typically it's our international folks, but sometimes it is our domestic folks. If I just can't pull a phone call off, we will open the floor occasionally to Facebook Messenger. A few stipulations there. One, and when I say Messenger, I mean Messenger audio or video, not just don't send us Facebook Messenger messages. That ain't going to fly. First of all, you will be, when we open the floor, you will be messengering. Nice verb there, or I think it's just a gerund, adverb, whatever the hell. Deverly, not Psychic Love Doctor Show, which means you have to be friends with Deverly in order to do that. And then you can only do those messenger things when we actually announce to do so, because then we're ready. Otherwise, if you do it when we're not ready, there's no hold system. We have to kill your call. Kill it. Let's see. There was something else. First of all, I didn't even pick out a deck. What shall it be?
Go ahead.
Which shall it be? Well, I know it's going to be some type of angel card. You hear that sound? It is the sound of harps. Sound of angels. We'll go with the conventional, standard, old-school angel card reading. Yes, your reading with Dubber has concluded when you hear the harps. Harps is not a two-minute warning time to fire off all the questions you possibly can. Now, no. The harps is the same as the gun going off or the whistle, depending on this morning event, your choice. And the reading with her is over, and you'll have an angel card out the door. One angel card for the room. Just a quickie and one card reading, not slaying them all down. Let's see. What I would like to mention that we had right at the near the end of the show last night, we had a technical kaboosh.
We went down hard.
Our wireless. And when it does that block talk, you don't even get 1/1,000,000th of a second of a disconnection. You are done. It makes that horrible bleep, bleep, bleep. Remember that sound it made? I think our Facebook did pick right back up on. We were scrambling around doing stuff, and we decided to end the show there. That was probably like a sign from above.
And we lost the recording.
And the posting thing went goofy, but it is what it is. Mike says he's hoping we're having a great day.
Yes, we certainly.
And we are. I know you're already into the day after Christmas there, but we are wrapping up, getting into our evening yet, so the day is not over yet. Well, I guess the day is. The evening has begun.
Jim made for everybody an absolutely amazing prime rib.
Rib roast.
Yeah, on his rotisserie.
On the Weber.
Over the charcoal.
Charcoal rotisserie. Yum, yum.
It's a heart stopper. It's loaded with real butter, you know. And
we secured it with the butcher's twine to hold it together.
And we could not find a ham before today. And we had to go with pork chops.
Yes, indeed. Breaded. Well, you breaded them.
I called a chef friend and I said, okay, where did the old pork chops and applesauce come from? Where's that phrase from? And he said, it's traditional. And so I went further and I Googled it. And I wonder how many of you out there know this. Now, I realize this is just strictly a random piece of trivia. But it was quite interesting for us to find out that according to lore, I guess we could say, because it seems like they can't actually prove it, and I know how much you're into proof.
Well, and there's a lot of things that we've been doing that you can't nail down a specific time and a written evidence of.
The farthest back they can take it is to Spain and the UK, that this is a very popular dish over there. And we've adopted it. It's been over here for quite some time. And I wondered about the applesauce. Now, what I was able to find in terms of research is that often the livestock would be,
specifically the pig here in this case,
it would be kept in an orchard. And that sounded like an apple orchard. So I made the connection that I guess that's why they put an apple in the pig's mouth if you're going to do a whole, you know, pig roast. Okay. So it was interesting. And I thought I would just have to share that with all of you. And Jim discovered something. How many of you out there know what babka is? Now, think. Any of you are Seinfeld fans, you're going to remember and know exactly what babka is. We actually had one of my sons.
You should spell it.
B-O-B-K-A.
K-A, B-O-B-K-A.
Yeah, okay. Babka.
Because I keep sounding like you're saying vodka.
And it's not vodka.
And I just assumed, well, it must be cake with vodka in it, but it is not.
And like on the Seinfeld show, Jerry had to get a marble babka. There's, you know, apparently there's no compromise. And
there's no substitute like the Porsche commercial used
to
say.
We had a babka. Never had one before, but oh, God. It is such... No wonder all those people in the TV show want to eat babka.
We don't really have sweet teeth around here. We never carry any desserts around here. Somebody brought it. That was part of their contribution. It was good.
Oh, yes.
And it paired well with the Victory Golden Monkey, which I was surprised. A lot of times pairing of beers and desserts can be a little tricky. I would never guess in a million years those would have matched up as well as they did. So there, we got that going for us. All right. So, spell it again, Deb.
B-O-B-K-A.
Bravo.
A.
Oscar, bravo.
Why?
Kilo. Alpha, right?
Are you spelling it for them?
Just in case, even sometimes when we spell it, by the time they hear it, it might sound weird. So I did the phonetic thing. Bravo, Oscar, bravo, kilo, alpha.
Is that what that alphabet is called?
It's the phonetic alphabet.
It is.
Yeah. And there's some other names to it, depending on which or agency's using it.
I hear you.
You hear me.
If you ever have to bring a dessert, you'll find it in the near the deli or where they have, you know, dessert breads and things. And it's a rave at a party.
There.
Okay.
I think I'd rather have a chick popping out of a cake, a stripper. But, you know, I think that would be a rave if you ask me. But if you got a sweet tooth, people will love it a lot. That's the key. Like me, I was like, yeah, it's good. But sweets just don't really trip me my trigger.
You and sex are inseparable. It's always on your mind, even when you're having
it's
a beer and a piece of cake.
It's supposed to be. Every opportunity that opens, you should take it. That's what is in our blood, our DNA. Typically, the male species, the male of the species, has the drive to populate Earth. So the species must live on.
I guess that's why you guys are so potent, as opposed to impotent.
Impotent. Bada bing, bada bang. All right, the one-liners are just killing the whole world here. I can see everybody rolling. Mike said something about sticky toffee pudding. Maybe that's something his preference. His preference being the English. Yes.
You know, I think I found that when I was looking online for good food gifts to send people, and I have a hunch I ran into that. That sounds really good, like with a great cup of coffee, or maybe, I don't know if you pair wine with dessert.
Apparently, there's people out there that are experts on pairing anything with anything, wines and beers. So,
well, thank you for that tip.
And even mixed drinks. There's people that pair. There's mixed drink things that they can pair up with each other, too. So.
Yeah.
Good day doing for you. Should we do it? Should we do it? Should we do it?
Oh, boy, are you ready?
I was born ready. Hang on, there's more people. Mm-hmm. They're piling in, Deb.
Oh, they're piling in.
Piling in. The list keeps on growing, so we better attack it. Attack the list.
I hope our correspondent, Lisa, has a...
520. Now I'm going to Arizona Live. Lisa.
Yeah. For my salvation, I tell you, you will not believe how this ended. I am sitting here by myself after the dinner, eating my leftover tater tot casserole up in a mountain pass by myself, drowning my sorrows. You will not guess happened. I'll have to tell you.
Yes.
What happened?
Start from the beginning.
You'll never guess.
Start from the beginning.
You'll never guess. The woman that is the fundamentalist and my gay, wonderful person that I fell in love with, and he and I were talking before we went to her house. We were talking several times while I was preparing the dinner dishes, the tater tot casserole, one amongst them. And we were laughing and joking. We were talking about getting into a business thing together, and then I made a little nasty joke before we went, and we had a plan. I said, okay. He said, okay, I'm listening. What's the plan? I said, if it gets really hairy, I'll just grab the tater tot casserole and I'll say, let's go. And he said, okay. So we're laughing, we're bonded, and the joke I made, I'll tell you what the joke I made was, it was really pretty X-rated, and I said, you know, and it's true, my shower curtain, since in this new place, has been, it's all prickly pears, giant, vivid color prickly pear cactus on it. I mean, it's just gorgeous.
Okay.
I love it.
Okay.
But now, since I've been living in this place, and I was telling him about it, I said, I know you're strictly dickly, I'm strictly dickly, but I'm going to tell you what I see in my shower curtain these days, and I don't know why, when I get into the tub and I'm showering, it looks like the prickly pear cactus has turned into two humans and their rectum having rectum sex. And so we laughed, and he said, I'm going to go warm up the car and I'll wait for you. So we arrived at her house. They fell in love with each other.
What?
They bonded. They're like best buddies.
Yes. And he was telling her, he was calling me babe. He always calls me babe. And he said, oh, babe, this tater tot casserole tastes so good. And so 5 minutes into it, we're sitting there. And, you know, I had primed him. I had told him all her stuff, her stories. And so he's really skilled. He is so skilled at steering the conversation. He was steering it away from the Bible stuff. And then, you know, and kept her focused on her stuff, which we all love as human beings, to talk about us, and someone's asking and they seem very interested. And he was riveted, you know, his eyes were just riveted on her. I mean, I don't look at people on the surface, are they pretty or not pretty? She's not pretty. But anyway, so he kept going on and on. And then 15 minutes into it, I thought, oh, I'm so bored. And at that point, I wasn't catching on to what, anyway. So I just thought, I wish I could leave. And we had driven separate cars for that reason, in case he wanted to leave early. But I was the one who wanted to leave early. So I'm trying to develop an exit plan in my head. And we're at the dinner. And by the time we got to dinner, I said, and I'm saying to myself, I really have to get out of here. This woman, I don't like her. And it wasn't because I thought that, you know, they had fallen in love. It wasn't because of that. But then I said, you know, finally I told her, I said, you know what? I'm so tired. I have to take a long trip tomorrow, and you're going somewhere else tonight at a later time. I really need to wrap this up. I need to go, I said. And so he said that, well, I want some of his pie. And so he said, I want some of the pie. And I said, you know what? I said to her, he brought his own car. I said, it's okay if I leave. And then he told me, I don't know how to get out of the neighborhood. And so I said, okay, I'll stay there and I'll wait for you guys to finish your pie. And so finally we're in the kitchen, and those two are not in the kitchen. It's just us three. And then I heard her, I heard him. He's just being very kind and sweet. That's who he is. It's not his fault that I feel this way. And he's calling her Mademoiselle. He just has really charming. He's just charming. And so then I look. I don't. Somehow I'm looking at them. I don't know how. I don't know. I wasn't peeking at them, but then I see her whispering to him. She says, "If you ever want to get together, you know, let's do that." And so I said very loudly, because she saw me looking, I said, "Yeah, you guys can meet all the time." I said, "Do you know where she lives now?" And inside, it was like everything was, I don't know. I was confused and upset. And I go out to the car, and he's yelling at me. He says, "You need to calm down," because I couldn't get my key. My key was broken, and he was trying to fix it. He says, "You need." I said, "I am calm." And I didn't know why he was yelling at me. And so then we drove home, and I didn't drive home. I just shot past our house and came up to the mountain. I called him, and I said, in case he wondered, I said, "I want you to enjoy the rest of the afternoon. I'm just going to unwind. I'm going for a drive, and I want you and her to be friends." And he said, "I want to be friends with everybody." And I said, "Okay, well," and I'm trying to keep my voice very calm. And I told him, "You can have all the leftovers." And he said, "Okay." And then I said, "Okay, so I'll talk to you soon." I'm trying to keep real chipper. And now I'm up here gorging myself on the cold.
But you know what? It ain't so bad cold, is it?
No, it's not.
It's not the same as warm. If they're like two different dishes, but the cold version isn't bad.
I would like to know.
Tell me about the cards. I am so... I thought I was his whole world the way he was talking to me. He's just a charming guy. And he's not lying. He's not a phony. It's just who he is.
Yeah. Well, and maybe you learned a little something, right?
Not to trust anyone. Just make my tater tot casserole and go eat on the mountain.
Where was the homeless man of this?
You didn't talk about when you arrived and the homeless guy.
He didn't want to come in. He came in and made a flash appearance, but he didn't want to stay at the table. And he, oftentimes he doesn't do that. He doesn't want to join us. Oftentimes it's been my experience, and he didn't today.
Did you see his four-wheeled abode?
Yes. It's right there.
What is he living in?
A van.
Oh, it's a van. Well, that at least is okay. At least he's not totally insane. He's at least living in a van. He's not living in a motorcycle, you know.
Am I imagining? I mean, did he at all care for me, or is he just this charming personality?
That's a great question. And we were hoping. Oh, you know, Deb.
What?
You were worried that we weren't going to get a lot of callers.
Well, we'll probably be going past 8 o'clock.
That's for sure.
Yeah, we've got a slew of them coming in. But I want to tell you,
right?
We talked about you after the show.
Oh, last night.
Yes, we did. And Jim is still convinced the man is 100% gay.
Yes.
I said, I have a feeling he swings both ways.
Or, like she said, he's just super charming, loves people, maybe... He loves females more, not so much that he's interested in the poontang, but he feels a kinship with them.
He did tell me, he told me about 3 or 4 weeks ago, he said, "I relate more to women than, you know." But you know what?
Sure.
I want to know what the cards say, because my stomach, I feel like a boyfriend has cheated on me, and it's not him. He didn't do anything wrong. She didn't do anything wrong. But you know what? He does not know he's gay, and he does not really know that she hates gays. I didn't come out and tell either one of them anything, and I didn't do it deliberately. I just didn't think it was necessary, but they will find out.
Oh, my God.
So I'm – well, she's putting the cards on. So you, did it come out? Does bottom line is, did she know that he's gay?
No.
No. I never mentioned it because
he hates gay men.
So in other words, she interpreted that charmingness as him really being attracted to her in her mind, right?
Oh, I know what we talked about. Yeah, go ahead.
Well, she whispered something about coming to get together again. She must have interpreted that.
But I think she does that with all guys. She's just a... Oh, that's why she's got that homeless guy in the driveway. I mean, I've noticed that she always drags these men into the house and serves them quiche and coffee and talks them up. And then she tells me,
what else is she serving in there?
Yeah, and then she'll tell me later that they want to be dating her or whatever. So I think she contrives male relationships, and who cares? You know, I guess if, you know, maybe a person needs to follow her around and find out how to get guys. But the thing is, do you want the homeless guy and do you want the gay guy? Because that's what she's racking up.
Yeah, well, those are interesting choices. All right, what do you got, Deb?
Well, I was going to say, last night when we talked about this, I told Jim that I think the man is very experimental. And we talked about that she's doing the homeless guy. I generally try not to answer questions that I haven't been asked.
Okay.
Unless it seems like your identity is going
to
get
stolen. Yeah, something important that is really critical to your future.
But he's not staying in that driveway out of the kindness in her heart. He's a good lay. And she has him come in and get a shower and all of that. But this lady likes to have a stable. And I've met a lot of women that I've given readings to who are, I feel it stems from a rage inside of them, the way earlier men in their lives have treated them, like mistreated them, abused them, etc. So what do? They turn around and they set up a stable. And I think she's going to do her darndest to seduce your friend.
That's okay. I don't care. It's out of my – I just have to move on. I'm just hurt. And it's not his fault. It's not her fault. I had these expectations that you don't see him. As far as the way he perceives me, I'm just some friendly gal, right?
He really, really
– Oh, no.
You know, he enjoys
no,
you.
No, 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 no.
You're
right.
Right here under sure to come true. This man could envision himself living with you.
You said he was yelling, right, at one point?
He was mad at you.
Right? Yeah, and I didn't get it. And then I was driving away, and I thought the next time he yells at me, because he has done times, next time he does this, I told myself, I'm going to tell him he cannot do that anymore. Because I tell him I am calm, and he's, I don't know why he was yelling at me. I have no idea.
Obviously, he cares for you deeply as a friend.
He does, and the thing is, he likes to carry on sexually because there they are with other
people
men.
People don't that kind of emotion if they don't give a shit about somebody.
I think he's kind of kinky from what I see here, that I think he enjoys threesomes, more sums. You know, if you ever read about these gay sex clubs like in the big city, I read up on, I want to be on, you know, a lot of stuff.
You know what? I don't want to go back to the 1970s or the 1980s or the 19 whatevers. I don't. But I did have better luck with my husbands. It was just simple. I mean, I am divorced, so I can't talk to anyone about staying in a relationship. I don't know how to do that successfully. But it was simple. You just met a guy, and then you got married, you know, and then you had children. I don't want the complication of swinging sex or my shower curtain is butt fucking, or you know,
better your shower curtain than your pets.
You know, but the thing is, back in the day, yes, that's what all traditional. But then your husband would have a side piece, or the wife would have a side piece, and you know, a lot of this wouldn't come out till much later, much later. The social norms have changed, and they do have these clubs. I was learning today about the signs, like on a cruise ship or any travel that you do, the signs that you are traveling with swingers. I didn't know that, first of all, you put your wedding rings on your right hand instead of your left, okay? And men should wear a black ring.
I thought that also sometimes meant you were divorced recently.
Oh, I don't know about that. Oh, that you changed
it? Switch the wedding ring from the left hand to the right hand. I thought that meant like you're recently divorced.
I think that people take the rings off when they're divorced.
Well, I guess if it's pissed you off, the whole world, I hate that.
And if they
son of bitch or whatever, if it was like, okay, divorce.
Well, if you're pissed off, then you go sell it, you know.
But I just threw it out there.
Pink flamingos in a yard mean that's a swinging couple in there.
No, wait a goddamn minute.
Yes.
You know how many, you know, if you've ever been to like Florida places, like, you know how many damn people have pink flamingo crap things in their yard all the time?
That's what's
What wrong. Is it? That the swinger capital? Everybody's banging each other.
You know what
neighbor.
I heard? I heard that if you have a pineapple exhibited anywhere, that means you're a swinger. And Jimbo had a shirt on the other day.
Yeah.
It was full of pineapples.
I have two pineapple shirts, mind you. It's a freaking pineapple. It's not a bunch of not a bunch of genitalia all over the place. Jesus,
it
God.
Means you're up for an orgy. Yeah.
Listen, first
so
of all.
So we're never going to. So this is the end of our friendship, obviously.
Well, it doesn't have to be. That's up to you.
You know what? Come on. You have higher self-esteem than what you're talking about right now.
You got caught off guard, but, I mean, it's not like you guys had an actual boyfriend-girlfriend relationship and he cheated. But you're kind of acting like that. You're acting like that.
Well, he didn't cheat on you. Your cards illustrate that she is such a step down from you. You know, he might have just...
Oh, no, I don't care what he does with Judy. You know, if he goes to see her or whatever, I don't care. If she comes to see him, I don't care. But as far as my feelings about him,
yeah.
I thought they were... He felt the same way about me.
They are very sincere. But you got to remember, he has had a life before you. And it might have been one filled with rampant gay sex and blah, 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 that, what is he?
His feelings are platonic.
He can't rub that out.
His feelings are platonic.
Or
what
if he was straight and he had been a man whore for years? You know, do you just ditch the or dump the guy because he has a history?
Yeah.
You are hung up either on this guy having been in the past or going forward wanting to dive in Poon City for some reason.
Ooh.
You
oh,
are.
No,
you
no,
always
no, no,
want to
no,
say
no.
in the
no,
past.
No, 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 no.
I
would be friendly with him. I'm just not going to be like we were today. I couldn't believe. I mean, we were intimate, emotionally intimate. And he was saying, we saved each other. We're going to be together forever, that kind of stuff.
Have you two had a makeout session or anything like that?
No.
Okay, good. I mean, I want to ask you, honestly, you don't have to answer, but I'll tell the truth. Have you ever had a really great female girlfriend? You guys did everything.
No.
I lived with one.
Oh, here we go.
And when we would go bar hopping, she would get funny. I'd be driving, and I always liked her to sit next to me to help me after we've had too much to drink. We shouldn't have been driving anyway.
Imagine that.
But it was the 80s. Everybody was.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Well, it was the 80s, terrible
she
as it was.
She starts on my ear with her, her mouth, her tongue. And women, I watched two women do it in the Army in the middle of the night. Up in a bunk.
Little Billy Joe, right?
I used to stay up late with a flashlight to study for it because I was studying medicine, you know, combat medicine, and got a lot of crap.
It sounds like you're studying lesbian 101.
Well, I looked because it sounded like a baby sucking on a bottle. And I'm looking, and up in the top bunk, these two chicks were going at it. And those women know what floor foreplay is. Guys, y'all could learn from them. You really could. They should hold a how to please a woman seminar. And I know out you are many going, hey, Miss Deborah, we already do know. Men don't like to be taught how to.
You know what?
Yeah.
Have at it. If you think women are better than men, then have at it. Go down Whisker Biscuit Trail for all I care. You know, do what you got to do.
It's so easy to become seduced. Alcohol or drugs involved. And we got to the point where it was freezing back in our Minnesota hometown, like 50 below, wind chill. So we would often climb in my bed together because it was bigger.
Of course you would.
And it was going. You almost sound jealous.
I'm jealous. I just think it's stupid.
Well, it got to a place where I said, I can't do this anymore. And I mean, Zach.
Why would you ever do it to begin with?
I thought you had been drinking too much.
I know. I've gotten so drunk that I pulled McNuggets out of my pockets when the cop asked me for my ID. I've been so freaking drunk. I never thought of crawling up to an exterior hairy guy butt in my bed. Never, ever, ever, ever.
And you probably
Deb, if I tell him that I was upset about, I don't know what I would tell him, but if I said I just was upset, would he run the other way?
No, I really think though that you shouldn't make it seem like you're a psycho girlfriend. Instead, make it seem like you're a friend. You were not having a good time with that woman, you know, and felt, I would even say, you know what, Dee, I feel bad for you because you had to hide who you truly are. And that to
me. Oh, no, I would not. You know, I'm going to let him go down that path on his own with her, and they can develop whatever they want to. That's fine. It's okay. And maybe she'll decide she loves gays. You know, who knows? I don't care.
You never know.
About,
I'll tell you.
You never know. Obviously, you like homeless people.
One thing about bisexual people, men, or, you know, they tend to go, they'll be hetero over here, and then they swing to gay, but it's like they don't mix and mingle it as far as what they've told me. The thing is, I worry about how much are they contaminated? Have they been religious with condom use? And what
That's
if...
Right.
Condom break.
That's right.
Then where
are a girlfriend of mine about 15 years ago, she caught herpes and she went with a guy that, you know, they were both madly in love supposedly, but he knew he had herpes and she didn't understand what the signs were, and her life dramatically changed.
You can never go back.
I dated a guy that had herpes too, but before all he ever did was giving me this amazing lip lock, but before he put his hands on me, he said, I've got to tell you. And I thought, oh, of course. He was like a Robert Redford lookalike, looked fantastic in a military uniform.
Or maybe he was more like Rock Hudson.
No, well.
Yeah, that's right. You know what I'm talking about. All right, go ahead.
So cynical. Well, anyways, I think we've covered a really good piece of territory tonight. We're all just trying to
figure
this out.
And I discovered tater tot casserole. I love it.
Yes.
And you liked it. And you liked it cold even.
It really is
amazing. Well, not really. I was just drowning my sorrows.
But it was edible cold. Obviously, there's nothing like the hot stuff.
One thing about your cars, you and the other lady are not in competition for this guy. He really, I think, was just being polite.
Like you said, he's being charming and friendly to her. Yeah. That's all. And he was probably trying to make sure it didn't turn into a disaster, you know.
And imagine how she's going to feel if that relationship were to get carried away physically, how she's going to feel finding out that the man prefers a different kind of anatomy.
Well,
I think
that's going to be their own journey with each other. I don't care what they do in that way, but I do know this. I had these very deep feelings for him, and I felt strongly that I wasn't imagining I was, and he would say things to me. He was saying things. He says, "You and I, if we got lost on a desert isle together, we'd be a mess." You know, I mean, he was just saying all that stuff to me. And, you know, we were going to go into a business.
He doesn't really know who he is. And he feels so attracted to you that I think he's as much in love with you as you are with him. And remember, things don't randomly happen to us. People come into our lives for a reason.
But the reason doesn't mean they're here for eternity.
No, it's for a season maybe, but
season.
It's also...
could be for a one-nighter, you know, depending on what's going on.
Well, I never planned on carrying it forward with him. I just thought, I was just in the moment.
Yeah, I know. We got
okay, I'll let you go. Thank you very much.
No, you're not going anywhere.
You are not getting out of here that easy. Not real quick. Your angel card reading. Subject is breathe. Yeah. Archangel Raphael takes several deep breaths and exhales slowly to awaken your energy and to release old patterns. So in other words, just breathe. Maybe don't make any major judgments about anything that happened. Just breathe, relax. Tomorrow's another day.
And he does care for you very deeply.
Don't try to make 15 different judgments on everything that's happened.
He does.
Take some deep breaths.
I care for him.
Tomorrow will bring. All right.
I care for him
a
lot. Thank you. Thank you both.
Lisa R.
And I love you both.
Lisa, one question. What if he wasn't gay? And what if he was?
You know, listen to me. I was in her living room imagining him naked, how it would look to see him naked on the bed. So that's how bad I got it.
Oh, boy. Well, and that sounds pretty normal.
It does.
I'm undressing men all the time, regardless of where we are.
If he wasn't gay, he would have to lock his door at night. I would be there.
I'll tell you something, but I've been to Walmart, and some of the chicks I've seen, I wanted to dress them more. I wanted to take them to the coat section and put big, long jackets on some of those chicks. Good Lord Jesus. All right.
And on that note, Lisa, I can't wait to talk to you next. Because there's been that, you know, this was just the second episode of Guess Who's Coming to Dinner.
Well, you know, yeah.
The third episode is going to be what's happening after dinner.
I was disappointed that there wasn't more stuff about the homeless guy.
Oh, yeah.
We were trying to rope him in, and my D guy, he was trying, because he said, oh, okay, I find him interesting. I want him to be there for sure. But the homeless guy happens. He tends to not be at things like that. I've remembered.
Please call us tomorrow. Oh, there is no news for the soul tomorrow.
Great, but lead into it. Typically on Mondays, we are on an hour earlier on News for the Soul tomorrow, but they're observing their Christmas work holiday tomorrow. So we will be on Blog Talk, normal time, normal everything, and we'll post.
And we make sure that is you're able to just whatever.
It'll be normal. We won't have to be rated G.
Yeah, it can be whatever this is.
We got a woman here that has shower curtains with their butt sex going on. So I mean,
and
I don't know that we could have that on a Monday News for the Soul.
Tater, and I'm eating cold tater tot casserole like it's caviar at the top of a mountain by myself, drowning my sorrow.
Yep. You should be wrapped in your shower curtain.
I wonder why that image struck you about the anal sex side of it.
The shower curtain that was in the butt sex.
I don't know. I've been seeing that on the shower. I thought, this is really weird why I'm seeing that, because it's the giant prickly pear cactus. And on the inside, when you're taking a shower, to me, it looks like two. And he may have even said, well, I need to come and check it out.
You never know. That's true.
So you told this story in front of the fundamentalist?
No.
It was before we went to her house.
Right. This is before.
Got it.
This was like she was prepping him a little bit.
Got it.
Yeah.
All right, Lisa.
All right. Well, thank you much.
Well, we'll expect a full report tomorrow.
Well, it was a pretty good debrief. We liked the debrief. I was hoping the homeless guy was going to be a little more. I was hoping the homeless guy was going to have a little more colorful interactions, but it is what it is, you know.
And let's face it, people want to talk about this. This is going to bring us more listeners than love will. They want to.
Love is in the air.
They want to know.
Watch out for your prickly cacti, folks. Be careful. All right.
Lisa, we love you. Thank you, darling.
When you gotta go.
I love you guys.
Adios. Enjoy. Go home and heat up that damn tater tot casserole. Heat it up.
Bye-bye. All right,
we shall be in. We'll talk to you again.
Oh, my gosh. We could call this the Tater Tot Chronicle.
Cho's here. Now, Cho's from the UK, right?
Oh, yeah. He's from.
I'm just saying, right now, currently, I don't.
I believe he's standing in UK.
I don't want to know about his past lives and all that.
No, but I
things.
Think he's from Hong Kong.
He's, or Korea, wasn't it? Or no, you're right. You're right. Yeah. Never mind. I'm being silly.
And he must think we're out of our minds.
I'm laughing at it. But, I mean, the bottom line is, right now, currently, he resides in the UK.
Mm-hmm.
And we like it.
Where I want to go, too. I want to live there, too. That's one of my bucket items.
I was pissed when I was on the
Theodore Roosevelt.
We did one of those North Atlantic Treaty, NATO exercises, where you run, go up north,
Blue Nose.
All that crazy stuff, and you do all them exercises with all your buddies, French and British and all that. And we were supposed to have stopped in Portsmouth, England, but it got canceled.
Yeah.
I didn't see the White Cliffs of Dover.
Oh.
I came up topside when I heard about it because, you know, my job was down like 40 feet below the waterline down in the engine room and stuff. We never usually saw that. Anything. They said, we're going through the canal, the English Channel here. You might want to come up and look at the, see the White Cliffs of Dover. And I did, and that was cool. All right. Let's keep on. And
I want to go pub hopping.
Well, of course I do that. Of course I want to do that. I did that in Germany. That was cool.
Yeah, I had an old man so upset
That was in Palma, Spain. He was a German living there because a lot of Europeans live and vacation there.
Jim knows enough German to get himself in trouble.
I had enough to piss off and they'll do the umbrella and he chased me. All right,
let's move on. Boy.
Keep on then. All right. We're going to Chicago area, Illinois.
Does he know who this is?
Yeah, well, of course we do. 630, welcome to the show, 630.
Hello there.
Welcome.
Hi, how are you? I want to run right out and get one of those cactus shower curtains.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah, Lisa, if you're still out there, this could be a new business opportunity for you.
Who would not want to take a shower in the morning, get ready for work, with a shower curtain that looks like anal sex? I can't imagine why.
Normally, I wouldn't shower with a bunch of pricks, but this one sounds
Holy crap. There we got it. Nice. Well played, my friend.
Yes,
well played.
Very well.
I like it. That's perfect.
You realize the show has now gone into the gutter, and we're loving
it. We could be on like HBO, one of those stand-up comedy shows they have late at night so they can swear. Yeah. Anyway, go ahead, my dear.
Oh, God. All right. So that was really...
Andrew
Dice Clay. It was well delivered.
Yeah. All right. And how are you?
Oh, I'm good. I am really lucky that I have really nice neighbors that are like live across the hall from me.
Yeah.
They're moving. But she told me, hey, you know, we found this apartment complex. It's like, you read my cards a little while ago and you're like, oh, it's a money pit. The money pit is where I live right now. Okay. And so that's why I want to move, just for the simple fact that it's like, ever since I've lived here, it just drains me of everything, okay? And so if by some chance I don't make it to Florida in the spring, I already signed up to get an application at this new place. It's an apartment still, but the reality is if I don't have the money to throw down on a house,
exactly.
Why not just change residences? It is farther away from where I'm at now, but who cares? I mean, I'm still out in the country. So it's like $300 less a month. So that's a no-brainer.
Sure, you bet.
That is some good pocket change.
I thought in the previous reading, I had asked you, are you thinking about moving where where you are? It was different than the Florida trip, I think. But I could be wrong.
Well, I want to buy a house down in Florida, but I feel like in the summer, it's so hot down there.
Yeah.
It's like, it's either going to be really cold up here in the winter or really hot down there in the summer. So it's kind of like pick your poison, you know?
Well, I think we talked about this. When you say in Florida, you mean way down south of Florida, right? Like way down.
Miami.
I'm going south of Miami. Yeah.
Yeah, South Beach and beyond, yeah. It is. It's going to be hot all around, all the time. That
pretty much.
Down. Yeah. Yep.
And what would you like me to look at for you?
Yeah, if you can, rephrase your question in one sentence, please. If you can.
Should I apply for an apartment Do you see me moving locally or down to Florida?
There you go.
Great question.
Well played, my dear. Just like that shower curtain joke. I like it.
Good.
Hey, we like one-liners here. You know, I love creativity. They're awesome. It's awesome. You got to laugh in life. Otherwise, you're going to go nuts. And
oh, you do.
Either off your, you know, bad things happen when you go nuts. I don't want to get too much into that. So
well, look,
because of the news, but,
we kind of thought we were heading into Armageddon.
Everybody, oh, yeah, some Def Leppard.
Oh, I love them.
Did you hear what they did? Did you hear what they did to the vice president?
No.
With sexual?
They sent buses of immigrants to her house yesterday. People from the border. They sent him to her house.
I kind of understand that a little bit because there's a lot of stuff going on with that situation, and there's a lot of presidential decisions being made, and they don't care what burden they're putting on the states. So I can see why they would do that.
I thought it was actually pretty funny. I'm like,
I can understand it because I mean. The executive branch of the United States, you know, they're in Washington, D.C., was like, no, you can't do all these things about your border. And it's like, well, these states are like, so you're just letting all these people cross the border. You actually made, I think Arizona had like this temporary little container gate thing.
They
told them they had to take it down. It's like, you're making me take this down, but you aren't going to give us any help with the people that cross the border. So I'm glad you sent them a little message maybe. And I'm not belittling the people that are crossing the border. Obviously, they're doing so because they're in peril. But it's got to be organized, you know. But anyway, go ahead, Deb.
Well, you. Okay, here's what I'm seeing for you. You could go two ways. All right, you could just shoot the moon and go to Florida and let it happen the way it's going to happen. But I feel that the easier approach would be for you, your cards are saying, follow up on that lead to the other apartment place, and that would give you an opportunity to start saving more money. Because one thing your cards are screaming is Florida is expensive in a lot of ways. Okay.
Right.
Now, in the short run, you're going to spend more money on the move to the apartment, you know, with first, last, you know, all of that, security, blah, blah, blah. But in the long run, you will be saving money. So I would at least look into it from what I see here.
True that.
Okay.
That's a less risky way of doing this. But if you are a spontaneous mover and a shaker, well, then you're going to just hightail it right down to Florida. And I want you to know that is going to work out for you.
All Florida right. gig?
Yeah.
Okay. That's what she really wants, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Like, it's just a matter of getting the money together to do it.
Always the big hurdle. Yep.
I don't think that you're playing roulette with your future, but I think it might be better to, you know, take a step back for a little bit. Put that extra money you would save away. Yeah.
Yeah. And then she would save a lot. Yes.
Yeah. The other thing to remember in Florida and all sorts of other places, a lot of these homeowners are turning the homes they own into those Airbnb.
And they're
making a lot of money just hanging on to a property rather than selling it.
But a lot of the local laws have stepped in because they don't. A lot of localities say, hey, we don't want to see this nice person owns a home make money. Well, we have to get a piece of that, you know.
Well, sure,
Jesus
sure.
Christ.
Always.
I'll tell you. All right, anyway.
Okay.
Here we go. The angel card reading subject is passion. Archangel Hanayel, trust and follow your renewed passion in your love life and career.
I like it. I do.
Yes. And
okay,
if you see any prickly shower curtains that resemble anal sex, send us a link.
And remember, flamingos mean there are swingers in that house.
Good Lord Jesus.
All right. Take care, honey.
Thank you.
I'll take that right now, folks. Do not fret.
We are not abandoning you.
No, it is not the abandoned ship call. All right, do not go to your battle stations or your abandoned ship stations, I should say, anyway. All right, thank you so much. We're going to move on. We're going to go to, look at that. we're going to 779, which is in the same state of Illinois. 779,
oh.
Welcome to the show.
Hi, hello. Who's on the phone?
Hey, it's
us?
Your favorite person who absolutely abhors this terrible state.
I bet you really have enjoyed the weather lately,
it
haven't you?
It sucks out here, guys. This state needs to burn to the ground.
Burn, baby, burn. Just go inferno.
Burn it. Well, I don't, you know what? I don't have to burn the whole state. If we just burn basically Chicago, the suburbs, and a couple other select areas, the state will be just fine.
Fine on time.
Right, yeah. But this weather has got me all discombobulated. It's disgusting out here right now.
I understand.
How are you? We haven't heard
from
you.
Yeah, how's it
for
going? Is life treating you okay?
My life is boring. You know, listen, lady number one, God love her, but let me tell you my take on that. Girl, you just need to go and run and get the hell away from that dude because he's nothing but problems and drama. Run. That was my take on her.
Yeah, her buddy. Her buddy that is,
yeah, her buddy that she has strong feelings for, but he gives me gay vibes, and he's just one of those people that floats around, and he's just a walking STD. So run away, run away, run away.
And Lisa's still listening. She's still with us.
Well, Teresa, we appreciate your take on it.
Hey, everybody's got their opinion. You know what they say.
Damn, if somebody drove me to be eating a goddamn cold tater tot casserole on the side of a mountain, they're going to go. Goodbye. Nope, I'm not going to be sitting on the mountainside eating no damn casserole.
There is that negative side effect on where you ended up at the end of the day. There is that.
My life is boring compared to that. All I've been doing is working every day, 12, 13-hour shifts. So I just want to see what the year of 2023 may bring me.
All righty.
Specifically, kind of look and see if my father's in there, what's going to happen with him because of
health
issues.
Yeah.
So he's still hanging in there with you folks?
Unfortunately.
Aww.
Yeah. It sounds like he's not a quitter.
Well, and you know, a lot of times with a long illness where you know he's basically terminal.
Yeah, it makes it worse. Right.
The grieving is already in place. You're already grieving. Because a lot of times people, when the person finally passes, they'll say, well, gee, you don't seem like you're in very much grief.
Because they've already have accepted that fact months before it happened. Yes, you're right.
For me, I was living in a dream world.
Yeah, and if you live in an illusion.
Even when I was holding him in the ER, they had an ICU area.
ICU.
They said he was brain dead. And the thing is, he was reacting to us with the nurse said that blew her mind. I still was waiting for my miracle. And it never, of course, didn't happen.
Right.
Life is a cruel son of a bitch.
It is.
It is. But that's the way life has to be. It has to be that
way.
Well,
this is a classroom.
Well, not all the time, but it just seems to be, nobody's going to get out of your life without being unscathed.
And, everybody, you know what?
But
remember the last episode of House, everybody dies.
And everybody lies.
Well, that was the first one, but everybody does die. You have to die. It's a circle of life.
And
anyway, go ahead, Deb.
Everybody's looking for the amusement park in life. These are people that don't seem to get very far because they just, my grandmother called it spoiled brain. She said, if you indulge every whim and thrill that you desire, you're going to have a spoiled brain that isn't going to know how to work and to have.
Correct.
I see the philosophy. Yep, I get it.
We have to think of life as a lab, like where we're running tests. We're doing experiments, like in a classroom. But who wants? Everybody wants to just get on that roller coaster and. So for you, boy, you can find a song in everything.
I do. I love songs. I can listen to a conversation and pick up five songs in the middle of it. Go ahead.
Do you have plans? Because it's under sure to come true here, and you may not have even thought of this. You're still living at home, right?
Correct.
At some point.
But that's wearing thin on me.
A hunch, an intuition here that you're going to stop residing at home when your father passes away or you're taking your mother with you.
That's a definite. That's within 3 months of his passing, we will be out of here.
Yes, you okay. will.
I will. I'm going to flash sell everything. It's got to go. I don't want anything to do with it.
Where, pray tell, will you end up?
That I don't know.
Ah, so you're ready to go, but you don't know where the plane's going to land, but you know the plane's taking off. Okay, that's cool. I like it.
I just know that I would prefer it to be the East Coast back in my neighborhood of Virginia, North Carolina, West Virginia, or Tennessee. There's a lot of options I have. Do you know what I mean? But, like, I don't want to be relying on other people and living on other people's properties. I want my own stuff.
Understood.
Do you know what I mean? Like, I have goals. And I'm torn between two or three of these goals of the way I want to be. Like, one of me is just like, I'm just going to say, screw it. Pretty much I have nothing really holding me down. And I'm just going to abscond to some warm country like Honduras or somewhere and go hang out at the super healthy, only eat veggies and meditate and do yoga for a full year and just get away from everybody and live off of nothing. Or I'm going to try to go start my organic farm that I want to start. Or, you know, like there's like three things that are pulling on me, right? Because
yeah.
I'm sitting here going, what the hell am I doing with my life? I ain't found a man, and a man ain't going to solve my problems. They're just probably going to cause more problems than they're good. I want to go more on a spiritual journey.
Oh, what are your thoughts?
You know, I've tried talking to guys, but apparently I'm just, it's just, I don't know. Like, I don't get it. I went on that date, and the guy was great, but visually, I can't. I just couldn't. I mean, he good soul, good heart, but like, girl, I'm gonna run him over. Even just on a BMX bike, I'd run him over. I just push him over. It's too much. I can't. I need a man who's gonna kind of push back.
All right.
And he is not that person.
You are manifesting as you speak. When you say these things, words have energy, and you are putting that energy to work. And I'm gonna tell you right here, you're gonna meet your match. And we've got that three clubs, which I love. It means it's coming right to you, like being delivered to you. So you don't have to worry about, oh, my God, do I have to wait for a train or will I miss the bus? No, it's going to come right to you. And the three clubs means it's coming fast. And I'm going to lay this out for you, okay? First
okay.
of all, I think your second thing that you mentioned, because I see you running a business, and I was going to tell you, Teresa, you've got an idea for a fantastic business, all right? And it's going to be extremely profitable. The farm.
Is that good?
The
farm.
Okay.
Yeah, that is
yes.
very popular nowadays.
And then you and he, because he's coming soon.
Well,
and this guy
is
going to give you a run for your money because you are a woman who, you're like a jet engine in the way you live your life, and you're sick of biplanes. Because they can't keep
yes,
up.
Yes, I
with
am. I'm done. Yep.
Yeah. And you've not met the one that's on your level yet. But I think all these other guys have been meant to make you sure. All right.
Yeah.
I think
well, maybe. I mean, I'm not really trying anymore because, like I said, I went on the one date. It was fine. It was nice just to talk to somebody. I mean, if he's a guy I could, like, sit and chill and talk to and, like, mush stuff over. But as far as, like, a relationship, it's not – he just – no. I can't – you know, I can't be in a relationship with a man that I'm going to be able to bulldoze every day.
Well, you're not. You wouldn't respect him. You'd have
no.
footprints all over his face and body.
No, you mean
– yeah, he would just be a flat carpet, and I just – yeah, I need somebody better than that.
And you're talking about his character and personality, right, bulldoze-wise?
Mentally.
Pretty much.
Yeah, but you're not talking like
but
you're
also his morals and values. But also his morals and values are very important to me. He has to be, like, he has to be strong in his beliefs, and you know, he has to be morally correct, like I am. Like, he has to have a moral compass.
You know what?
He has to be kind to animals, but
yeah,
you know what I mean. Like, he's.
I like it.
You're going to meet true soulmate, and that doesn't mean it's somebody that's just going to be a yes man. Yes, yes, Teresa, whatever you want. No, this is going to be somebody that on many levels challenges you. And that's good. That's what you need. And you are going to share a bond with him that if it isn't actual official marriage, it's going to be just like one, you and him. And you're going
to
run that
and
farm.
And you said he's coming to me. I really wish, I really do pray that that's true because I am tired of being alone. And I know in order to do what I want to do with my life, I need a partner and I need a strong partner. Cause I already know that I can carry a lot but I can't carry it all.
Stop. And I know you have. Don't be looking anymore. Let it come to you. You know, just let your, be like a feather on the wind, and it's just going to take you to and fro. And then eventually you're going to look into the face of your true mate. So, and it, if you want to put this in a spiritual or a religious sense, God wouldn't take you this far and leave you. You know, he's making you.
I would hope not.
You're going to find your lobster, just like they say on Friends.
Because I'm ready for my lobster, man. Let me tell you, I'm ready, and I'm, like, I'm not really looking, but I've seen, like, somebody that kind of came across my feed, and I went, oh, snap. Like, you know, I don't ever go off snap, and I do a retake.
For years.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I never do that. And I found, and I'm like, damn, like, there's what I like. That's right there. Do you know what I mean? And but I'm not chasing. I'm not going to chase because I don't want to be there. I open a door and I say, there it is.
Yeah. And don't
but
go chasing waterfalls.
I'm not holding out hope.
Yep. No chasing waterfalls.
Don't go chasing waterfalls.
That
remember that.
Song has a very deep meaning to it.
Yep.
Well, you're not going to do it right now.
No. But read your, give her her.
Yes. Angel card reading. Subject is, I put me specs. Oh, Deb just killed our ring light.
Oh, crap.
I'll bring it back to life in a second. Overcoming difficulties is the subject. Archangel Jeremiah, the worst is now behind you, and you are surmounting any previous challenges.
Yes.
Well, you dumped the whole control box off. All right.
Okay.
Thank you. I got to bring
love you
back.
Guys. Thank you. Merry love Christmas.
You. Yes. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye, honey.
All right. Love you. Bye.
Love you, too. All right. I've known her a long time. She used to come to my office, and when, you know, and that's been, it's been years.
There it is.
Oh, good. I just
quit pushing shit around.
Space here.
Yeah, don't clear any more space, damn it.
Oh, you're going to knock the whole thing down.
So my advice to you is, if you're bored, play with yourself, not the little microphone in the speaker. Okay, Deborah?
I have a whole thing full of candy canes.
Yeah, you do what
so
you got to do. I can go in the other room and bring you some candy canes, Hershey Kisses. If you feel like you're in the mood to insert, I shall hook you up. But anyway.
Do you think I need assistance?
No, I will give you the tools. I'm not saying I'm not a doctor. I'm not. You know what? That was one of, you know, when people talk about goals, if I would have had like no dogs, no kids, no nothing, and I got out of the Navy, I think I would have bought a van, and I think I would have driven around and been a freelance gynecologist and pulled up and gave exams for free.
I've got a, on that note, I have to interject something right here.
That would be my dream thing.
I've worked years in a hospital, and I'll tell you, that can be one of the freakiest environments ever. It's like a really big dysfunctional family. And if Mike is still out there, he would agree that, I mean, it's crazy. It was one Christmas Eve, I decided to take a shift so a lady could be with her family.
You know, it almost sounded like you were going to take something else when you said
that.
It sure did, though, Deb.
No.
Jordan.
Anyway, I was walking through we had a real nice little coffee shop area, and I walked through it to join my other folks. There was he must have been like an intern, maybe. He had a great big textbook open. He's munching down a hamburger, and I happened to glance at the book. It's in full color, and it was all kinds of pictures, I swear, of diseased vaginas.
Maybe he should have made flashcards. Maybe he had a test coming up.
Oh, my. But he's like, you know, and I'm looking at these things that are like pussy and sores. And I went over to my female friends and I said, find a reason to walk past his table. And, you know, he's a very nice-looking man, everything.
I understand.
But, oh, my God. I wonder, how does a man go home, like, after being a gynecologist and look at his wife or girlfriend and say, get that thing out of my face. I've looked at them all enough today. I don't need any more.
I don't know.
It's like too much pizza or, you know.
Well, unless you really love pizza, then there's no such thing as too much. Well, like I said, I was going to buy a van and be a freelance gynecologist. That would have been my thing if I didn't have kids and dogs and stuff like that.
Jim. I think you already were, the way this guy was a man whore for years.
Well,
his 30s. I don't even think he remembers the names of the women in there.
10%.
10% of them you remember?
10%.
God.
You know, come on. It takes two to tango. When a guy has a one-night stand, guess who else had a one-night stand? That chick.
But they don't...
I'm not done yet. All these women talk about, these men are so terrible and evil. And it's like, I can't believe he took this woman into a bathroom and had sex with her. Guess what? He didn't take her in there at gunpoint.
I consider that mutual masturbation. That to me is not quality sex act.
Yep. Yeah. So, yeah. All these, this guy is a terrible guy. All these one night stands. There was a willing person in each one of them. And
men,
she was female.
You guys got to be careful where you're putting your mouth. I remember a Navy,
wait a damn minute.
A Navy officer here told me about his ship went over to Thailand. And the girls there, you know, they're the money makers for the family. The boys are helping keep.
It's a whole different dynamic. Yeah.
It is.
Right. But pad thai, damn, it's good. All right, go ahead.
What happened is a whole bunch of guys had gone to one of those sexy freak shows, you know, where they drop the quarters. And they all took a banana out of these women's hoo-has and ate it. And they all got gonorrhea in the throat.
Yeah.
And the ship's doctor could not believe. There were like 10 guys.
They must
that
have
had
been
gonorrhea.
So drunk, they probably don't even remember it.
But you don't know who else has been
No,
there.
I wouldn't do that at gunpoint. There's a lot of 18, 19-year-olds from, I'm a bit on a farm in Iowa. All I'd do was freaking feed the pigs. All of a sudden, they're in the Navy. They're in an exotic land, and there's Asian poontang all over the place. So they just do whatever
and
they got to do.
That is their business.
Because they've never been exposed
to
this kind of, look at all these women putting their boxes in my faces, you know. I got up at 4 a.m., started milking cow, doing chicken, and then they go in the Navy and they just say, here you go. Now you got into this incredible sex land. That's what
happens.
True.
And then they pick up all that, you know, the diseases. And
Yep. You know what? If you're going to bring a souvenir back, let's not make it gonorrhea. Bring back a freaking shot glass or a postcard or something. Don't bring back that kind of souvenir. From another country.
Gonorrhea.
Of an STD.
Well, what about
that's all
like
I got to say about that.
NSU, non-specific urinitis. A lot of them get it. It's from a dirty.
NSU around here, that means Norfolk State University. But anyway.
Right. But you digress.
But I digress. I've always never liked that when I hear the guys on the radio say that. I digress.
Well, you don't like that?
I hate that. I don't know why. There's nothing wrong with it. It rubs me the wrong way when I used to do this. I used to listen to this local sports guy, and I digress. I'm like, shut the hell up and just say a different verb.
You know, it's funny how words strike people because I have an ex-husband who hated, and probably still does, the word mucus. And so when he would make me angry, I would turn around and go, mucus, mucus, mucus.
You should have got like
and he'd be like, ah!
You should have got a pet hamster named it mucus.
Mucus.
What's funny, though, is they had, remember that was that Mucinex commercial, that mucus is that funny little character on there.
Where are
character.
We going? We're on such a road trip right now.
Oh.
Get back. But
first of all, see, now here's a lesson learned. Stay in your damn lane. See this little thing? Don't stick your head over this. I don't do this when you're doing cards.
No, I think I should hold a New Year's Day drawing, like a raffle. Everybody, women, you pay in, and we're going to raffle off Jim. Yeah.
You can't afford me. Anyway, Cho was saying, Yorkshire people like to have good banter, which our sense of humor can be taken too seriously in some places. But basically he's saying that we don't have, like, chips on our shoulder. Like nowadays on regular TV and shows, if you can have humor, but if you offend somebody, they're going to come down and kill you. We have sense of humor here. We mean to offend nobody. But if you accidentally do, you're not going to get in trouble. We're not going to ban you.
Is he saying there are higher sensitivities where he's at?
He's just saying where he lives, sometimes the sense of humor can be taken the wrong way. He likes that it's not here.
On our, where, in the United
right
States?
Right here, here on our show,
oh,
damn it.
With us?
He says, but both of you have a great sense of humor.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
I never thought I was funny, ever. I always wanted to be, you know, the, here's a secret, guys. You can be ugly as Shrek. And if you've got a winning personality as far as a sense of humor, women will go crazy for you. We
and,
don't want the pretty boys. We want the funny boys.
What?
And you know that to be true. Hello.
I can't say that's always true.
No.
No.
No, we do. We like
really?
Funny men, yeah.
So you guys all tell all your husbands stuff that you would divorce them for Brad Pitt. Because you know he has a good sense
no.
of humor, right?
We
you
don't.
You know George Clooney has a good sense of humor, right? Because you never met him.
We just want to bed Brad Pitt.
Oh, my God. Women are so different than men. Not.
He's a pretty boy. He needs... Well, let's just say, oh, the things I could teach him.
Why do women say that? Why do they think they're the teachers? Why do they think that they're the experts on banging? When, A, your average woman has a lot less sex than the average guy, so guess who probably has the most experience, right? B,
but it may not be quality experience.
And B, your average chick likes to act like a prude. When they text, how many men have you had sex with in your entire life? They try to undersell it.
They do.
So why do you guys think all of a sudden, now I am the resident expert and I will teach this man. I will teach all men everything because I am the expert.
It's called pleasing Mary or Jane or Debbie or pleasing the woman 101. Each woman knows what she likes and what she wants. You know,
okay.
You don't come
that's,
at us with
these great.
Big, hard tongues. Do it sensuously and with a little... nibble here and there.
What does it matter? What's the reward? If I do all these things, am I, you're going to give me $1 million?
Very satisfying sexual experience.
Or we could move on to the next chick that won't bitch about that. I don't know why each one of you chicks think that you are Eve. I am the first woman of all times. Nobody's better than me.
Oh, Eve didn't know what she was doing either.
She wasn't doing what she was doing. She had a snake with the apple. And the
yeah,
apple.
I think the snake had probably a better game going for him.
Bottom line is, guys, look at that Bible stuff.
Do we have
women?
Any...
She tricked Adam. She trick-fucked Adam.
You figure. She said,
oh, yeah.
Sure.
Take a bite of the apple. And poor Adam. Well, obviously Eve is pure. Yeah, pure as dark snow, yellow snow. Gallery, a lot of things to be learned in the Bible, and we're going to go to our next caller, 856. I've been holding patiently.
Hello.
From Jersey. Welcome to
856. Hello there, New Jersey.
Yes.
Hi.
How are you?
Well, who's this?
It's Rose Maria.
Well, you don't sound good, honey. What's wrong?
Are you sick?
No. A little chaos last couple days, so.
Oh, the holidays have been rough. Well, let us know what's going
yeah,
on.
You can share with us.
Family stuff. Too much
yeah.
drama today.
Oh, yeah. You know, the thing is, if everybody examined their own families, there'd be a lot of drama, dysfunction. I mean, even like people think, oh, they're so rich and their lives are filled with opulence. They can be some of the
yeah.
most unhappy, miserable people.
You know, I have a pretty good command of the English language. I don't know what the hell opulence means, except that we have somebody that calls in named opulence.
Yeah, we do.
What does that mean?
It's going to be like, come on, everybody, you know.
You can't even define it, but you use the damn word.
It's very elegantly, richly decorated, and everybody's wearing fine clothes. They have a, where are you looking?
I'm like, Let's not use words that we can't quickly define. Anyway, go ahead, Deb. This is more important. Rosemary's reading is more important.
All right.
I was just playing with you.
Yeah, that's okay. Well, just remember, you don't stand alone. The lack of family, honey, has been tough for me, too. Family isn't always, you know, the winning ticket that we think it is.
Right. I understand. I mean, there's, when you think about it,
yeah.
With anything, there's always going to be some negatives, baggage, whatever you want to call it, a good situation. I got great family, but there's going to be things that aren't great.
Yeah, and you know, the thing is, you can always create your own family. You know, I used to tell my son, listen, our family tree is speckled with mental illness. So let's have our own branch, you know, and we don't have to let all those others in. So make your own family. I adopted a son, 15 years ago. And he is of another race.
You didn't go to court and physically legally adopt him.
No, we call it an emotional.
You bring
adoption.
Him into your home and you love them like the
he
son.
He calls me his mom. I heard him on the phone yesterday at work. They were all calling their mothers and wishing their mothers a happy birthday
happy
or a happy Christmas.
Christmas birthday to you.
And I heard him say, "Hey," because some guy yelled out, "Is that your real mom?" His real mother had passed away when he was a little boy. So, no. And he goes, "You bet she's my mom." He said, "I created my own family. And she is the queen of the family," or however.
I was waiting for the word to come out.
Yeah.
For what?
It wasn't exactly the word he used, but it was like matriarch.
Yeah, I know what you meant. Yep. Gotcha.
So this goes out to you, honey, and then you tell me what your question is for the reading.
Yeah.
You are going to have so much happiness in the future of your life.
You didn't put your cards out.
I'm waiting for a question.
Oh, I'm sorry.
But I just want you to know, right now, these are hard steps.
For Mike, and Mike had sent this, put on Facebook a lot of times, like a couple days ago or a few days ago. He said, a lot of times, the holidays aren't always joyous for everybody.
No.
And we have to remember that. And some people can walk by the stores and Santa, and you know what? That doesn't rub them the right way because of the memories they've had.
And there's such an over-concentration on television and, you know, of...
It's like you must be happy. You must
Norman
love the holidays.
Norman Rockwell has come to
life. If you don't love the holidays, you're not normal. Good Lord Jesus. That's why they put it out there. It is. It really is. Yep.
So anyway, honey, what would you like me to look at your cards?
Word up.
For you.
If it's ever going to get better or what I'm trying to manifest, but it's not happening.
Okay.
So basically,
like the
other call you had from Illinois,
yep.
It's just pretty much gave up on everything because it's not going my way, if that makes sense.
It does make sense.
Don't give up on hope, honey. Don't.
Not hope, but you can give up on... If you had a certain goal of like a love life or something, I wouldn't say give up. You don't give up. You just like take a break trying to focus your entire life on that one thing. Like, I must have a guy. You know what? If you've tried so hard to – not your situation. If you tried so hard to get a guy and it's not happening, back off on that. Focus on something else and that goal may come along. Right?
Yeah.
It reminds me of – it's a stupid analogy, but it reminds me every time I lose a goddamn thing around this house, like my keys –
mm-hmm.
I focus on it so hard, I never find that son of a bitch. Then I say, I give up. I go do something else.
That's what happened to today earlier, too.
There it comes.
Or you need
it happened. But it was money.
Yeah, well, he just found something the other day.
Yeah.
And I said, I got up and I said, let me take a look. And I walked right over and picked it up.
I think what it is you get so, like what do they call it in the fighter pilot world? Target fixated, you get so focused that you narrow your vision and you're missing everything around you.
All right, for you, darling.
Here we go.
I want to tell you, I am not making this up. I have this right in front of me, and I'm telling you, your life is going to completely turn around. It's not going to even take very much at all.
No.
This is going to be a winning year for you. And there's a man around you, a guy. He strikes me as having some kind of abusive personality.
Mm.
And he is really good at pushing
then
your
buttons.
Then
he's probably a snake charmer, too, then.
Yeah,
too.
I wonder if it's somebody over there. And weren't you going to Italy?
That's where she wants.
Yeah, I know who he is.
Yeah.
I love pushing his buttons. He loves it even harder.
Now,
watch out.
He loves that he has power over you. And that is where you've got to take back your power.
Yeah, there's a lot of assholes out there, male and female, that just live for that for some reason.
He wants her to believe
I guess, right?
that she's nothing. when he's angry.
Without them.
Yeah, yeah, but she is just nothing. She's a POS.
Like you have to have me, and if I'm not in your life, then you're worthless. That's
and yet,
what a horrible person.
And he's so incredibly shallow.
Snick charmer, dude,
this
I bet.
This is not a good man for you, honey. I think you might have to kick him to the curb. Don't you owe him money?
Is that the one?
I gave it back to him over this last week, so.
She gave it back to him last week. No.
You should have sent him on his way with a kick.
He was supposed to call me and let me know that he got it. Yeah, he was supposed to let me know he got it. Because I can that's the situation is that character is almost the same as my father, pretty much, because they're the same town. So he knows that.
Well, we got to watch out for that. No, she's in, aren't you in New York?
No, yeah, but she's in the Jersey area, right?
You know what?
I'm in New Jersey. My father's from over there.
Okay.
That's what I was there.
There it is. A lot of us had really crappy fathers, especially boys, too. Especially us girls. And what do?
Yeah.
We go out in the world and we find a replica for daddy. And they, because all we've ever known is to be abused.
As have a POS in your life to control you.
Yes. And we have.
That's the best part. That's the best.
And you're out of your comfort
zone.
He
knows I won't take
it. What's that? Say again.
He knows you. He knows I won't take it, and he doesn't want me in his. Did you say if I can't have him in my life, it's the other way around because I don't want the BS anymore, and he knows
you
it.
You don't need it.
I like
you
it.
You deserve way better than that.
I like that.
And I am seeing, really, honestly, I see such beautiful things for you. I wouldn't sit here and pump sunshine up your skirt.
If you're wearing a skirt.
Because that could be really damaging for you to hear things that you'll never attain or achieve.
Yeah, and I don't know that having sunshine pumped up your privates wouldn't feel bad.
Well, but. I know you're joking, but the thing is, if I were to sell her you're like, you're going to be walking on clouds.
Yeah, yeah, you're trying to be
charming.
You're trying to tell her what the cards say.
Yeah.
Yeah, no unicorns and rainbows, no sugar coating. Here's what they say.
Make this the year that you put your life in order. You get your own house, as in your mind.
It's 7 days away.
Great.
Seven days away, the new year. That's less than, actually, if you go by the midnight thing. But go ahead, Deb.
Yeah, start making a list. And if there's people in your life that don't belong there because all they do is bring you negative energy, tell them, see that thing? It's called a door. Don't hit your backside.
Well, I like to say, don't let it hit you in the ass.
Well, that's what you would say. And you know what?
I told him that.
Yeah.
Awesome. And you know what?
Because
he
has to get out of my house now. If I'm going back, they're getting out of my house.
Well, you are going
to
find
his brother.
By March, things are going to be looking really good for you. So, clean out.
Right. If he knows I'm coming back and I'm in town, he knows he has to get out, and his brother and what'd you say earlier? The whore too? Her too. All three of them.
You know, the thing
that's
all
right.
three of them.
You've known a lot of abuse in your life. You really have.
Yeah.
Happiness is kind of foreign to me from what I see here. But a good man is going to come for you. I see a home and family, little ones. I mean, you've got to, I know manifesting right now is not working. But you just hold on to that dream. I see the chance for you to go back to school and get yourself in a really good career field.
But you got to give her kudos. She has trying to manifest.
Yes, she
positive.
Has.
So that's the right thing to do, but you shouldn't get discouraged when it doesn't happen. Because who knows what the time frame is, right?
It's up to the big guy upstairs.
See, I want to manifest this good thing, and then it's like 2 months later, it hasn't happened. Well, doesn't mean you're not doing the right thing. It just isn't the time yet, right?
Exactly.
Exactamundo.
Here's something you could try for your mind. When you start feeling yourself going down a track that is pure negativity and despair, it's called aversion therapy. Put a big thick rubber band on your wrist. A lot of celebrities use this
It's almost like shock therapy.
Like
that's good for people
quitting
smoking
and
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, back in the old days.
Yep. Every time you go down that negative street, snap yourself really hard. Eventually, you're going to get tired of the feel of pain. And you won't do those things anymore. So.
And you're a human.
Yeah.
And all humans are going to do the exact same thing she's doing. She's not unique as far as having questioning her manifestation. That's just life. You know, we want good things for ourselves.
And he's going to give you your healing angel card, but I want to tell you,
here.
We love hearing from you.
Absolutely.
You bring such humanity to this show, you know.
Yeah, for a while there we haven't heard from you, but lately we have. And
yeah.
We wish it was for better circumstances, but it's good that you call and communicate with us.
Someday, and it's not too far away, my dear, you're going to look back and be so grateful for the wonderful, beautiful life that you have.
And things that we forget is there's a ton of Blog Talk listeners and a lot of Facebook Live folks watching this, and they're going through similar situations, even though they don't talk about it. So they're learning a lot from this.
And they're sending you all kinds of fantastic energy.
There's
right
people
now.
That have already gone through it
yeah.
or are in the process of going through the same thing, so they're like eagerly listening to the outcome of this.
Thanks, Jim. That was good. Well,
I mean, seriously, there is.
All right, tell her.
All right. Actually, two came up, and I must go with them. Two came
yeah.
up. The first angel card says, gifts from God. Archangel Sandalphon, we angels bring you gifts from your creator. Open your arms to receive.
Yeah.
Second one was beloved one. Archangel Shamael, I like to call Shamu, you know. I am helping you with your spiritual soulmate relationship. So there's a gift and a soulmate. I think what you're saying is what you said, eventually it's coming.
It is. You can't miss it, okay?
You can't miss it, but you can't make it happen sooner than it's
no,
supposed to be.
It'll come in its own best way in time, and that time is coming. 2023 is the year that you reclaim your life.
Right around
and
the corner.
And you will. And if you've got to call us every day for a pep talk, by God, you do it. And we will be here to keep cheering you on.
We shall do so.
Yes. And I want you to face next Christmas and say, look at how far I've come. And that will be a wondrous day for you. So, honey, my heart's with you. Jim's is too. And I know
yeah.
our listeners right now are thinking, oh, what a beautiful, darling girl. So take care, honey. You're going to take us out to the end of the show.
You are. We actually have never done a Christmas show before.
No.
And we thought, wow, we might not get a lot of people. We might have to talk about a lot of stuff, but we did get a lot of people.
And
we
know,
like it.
Yes, we love that. And if we didn't have a previous commitment, we would probably have stayed on more and more. But now we know that on a holiday, we probably need more than 60 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Okay.
And so I think Madonna's going to trot her bony little butt out.
Madonna.
Madonna.
I just joke around how I say that. Madonna. No, it's Madonna. Which is actually a very... Madonna. Madonna. So we don't have to be rated G. We can talk about taxes, shower curtains.
Love you all so much. Merry Christmas or happy holidays.
Yeah.
Whichever fits best
yeah,
for
exactly.
you. Take care.
Welcome in.
Bye-bye.